Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says things are going to be turning partly cloudy today. We will have a high of about 73 degrees. Right now it's clouds and 57 in Kenosha and in Burlington, 58 both in Milwaukee and here in Racine. Following a marathon debate at the state capitol in Madison, and after lawmakers had briefly evacuated the place because of what turned out to have been an unfounded bomb threat, the state assembly this morning passing Wisconsin's biennial budget bill. The vote, 52-46. Next step is for Governor Walker.
The $73 billion spending plan passed on a 52-46 vote, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in voting against the measure. Despite not all of the party being on board, Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren said he believes the budget is something the people of Wisconsin can support.
We are protecting the interests of the taxpayer, and that has to be our number one concern.
Democrats offered 31 amendments to the plan, all of which were defeated. Madison State Representative Lisa Subek was among those critical of the bill.
Republicans have declared an all-out war on Wisconsin and on our core values.
The budget now heads to Governor Scott Walker, who has not yet indicated when he will sign it or what vetoes might be made. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Local impact items in the budget include Racine Unified School Board members having to be elected to numbered districts, authorization for Gateway Technical College to create charter high schools, though officials there say it won't happen, elimination of more than $124,000 in funding for Racine's George Brace Center, potential delays in road projects because of the state borrowing for them, $1 to $5 fee increases to use state parks, and public aid recipients would have to undergo initial drug use screenings. State Assembly, after passing the budget, will be getting back into session to vote on a 20-week abortion bill. The Stevens Point Democrat involved in the discussion was Katrina Shankland, who says the coincidence here is noticeable, citing GOP distractions.
And how do they distract? They distract with horrible policies for Wisconsin women, for Wisconsin's working families, and for the middle class as a whole.
Backers of the abortion bill say it will spare unborn children the pain of an abortion. Critics contend it's probably going to fall to a court challenge after passage. Legislation was approved in the Senate last month. Governor Walker's indicated he will sign the measure. The Racine City Plan Commission, on a 3-1 vote with one abstention, is recommending a zoning change for properties at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue on the west side for CVS to build a new pharmacy, for which the ultimate final decision will have to be a 3/4 vote of the Common Council. Alderman Dennis Weiser, backing staff recommendations against it, says this kind of commercial development is too big for that area.
If we start cannibalizing residential space to accommodate a business, we are ignoring half of our responsibilities relative to the comprehensive city plan. We are responsible to accommodate business. We are also responsible to protect and maintain residential neighborhoods. People bought into these neighborhoods. They bought into them 20, 30 years ago. They would like the neighborhood to stay consistent. And if we're just going to drop a large drugstore in their neighborhood, we have violated the trust.
The rezoning vote by aldermen won't take place till July 21st. The conditional use permit needed by CVS is another issue that planning staff says requires a lot more work. Commissioner Tom Durkin just appointed last month, again abstaining from voting on the CVS rezoning, like with amending the land use plan. And he says he's undecided about a future vote on the conditional use. Officials at the New York Stock Exchange are hoping it's going to be a normal session after a technical problem halted trading for more than 3 hours yesterday.
MoneyAnswers.com economic analyst Jordan Goodman says the halt is a black eye to the exchange.
New York Stock Exchange is really embarrassed by having its entire system break down and have no trading whatsoever. So the trades go to other exchanges like NASDAQ. But it's a major, major embarrassment for the entire system to be breaking down and not having any trades.
The exchange says the halt was due to a technical problem and says there was no cyber breach. Stocks continued trading in other markets and were in the red all day amid concerns about the Chinese economy. I'm Joe Gomez.
FBI Director James Comey says there was no evidence of cyber attacks with those glitches on the New York Stock Exchange, also with the Wall Street Journal and United Airlines.
In my business, you don't love coincidences, but it does appear that there is not a cyber intrusion involved.
Comey also talking to lawmakers about three events appearing all to be just unrelated. WRJN News Time right now is 5:36. In other news, the City of Racine Health Department, along with Healthcare Network Incorporated, announcing a new partnership with MH Imaging LLC. It's at 6800 Washington Avenue in Racine. This is going to be providing no-cost medical imaging services. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It will let city residents receive X-ray radiography services needed for the diagnosis or treatment of various medical conditions. clients will first be seen either at the health department or the healthcare network and then referred to MH Imaging. As many as 50 individuals are projected to receive the free imaging services this year, up to 3 per client. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says the ability to offer these services to our tuberculosis clients greatly increases their access to and the ability to utilize healthcare services, which are very important in protecting the health of the entire community. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the search continuing for three sisters who grew up in the Milwaukee area. It's out in Wyoming. They failed to return from a camping trip as planned on Tuesday. Left on June the 28th, had 3 days' worth of food. Three dozen people searching for 25-year-old Megan, 22-year-old Aaron, 16-year-old Kelsey Andrew Scherer. According to police there, the three missed a scheduled check-in with family members last Sunday. Large, mainly industrial buildings in Kenosha are going to have equipment that would help police and fire units communicate with their dispatchers. That under an ordinance revision approved by the Kenosha City Council this week. Firefighter Paul Murphy telling the alderman that the problem is very pronounced, especially like places like the new Amazon facility, that big complex out by the interstate.
Old times buildings were made out of wood, not Amazon. If you've been in there, it's concrete, it's corrugated steel, it's concrete poured on top of corrugated steel, all that. As soon as we walk in, all of those are deterrent to radio communication.
Murphy noting the problem continues even through a new radio tower recently constructed not far from the company's site. The ordinance, which was approved unanimously, requires a yearly inspection of the radio equipment. Halloween Express continues trying to again place a giant pumpkin-shaped temporary store on vacant land at the southeast corner of Racine's Regency Mall property, but Target Corporation raised concern for the first time in 6 years because of an easement deal that goes back to the 1980s. During the City Plan Commission meeting, Development Office Planner Jill Johannick said that the issue has been on hold for the past couple of weeks, while the applicant indicated a lack of success in reaching Target about their concerns.
In those previous 6 years, this had not come up as a concern. And so we were all not really sure what to do with that and what the history behind that was. So we deferred it to allow the applicant to work with Target to see if there could be some rectification of the issues or concerns. And he was also interested in possibly looking at other places within the mall that have been designated for temporary type uses.
Discussions with Regency Mall officials about alternative sites on their property previously mentioned, but no indication of anything has occurred. Plan Commission's recommendation of support for the giant pumpkin on the old Chi-Chi site is going to the Common Council, but it's still contingent on Target's approval. Local governments getting payments recently totaling nearly $133 million from the state for general transportation aids. Racine County getting more than $1.1 million. Kenosha County, more than $1.4 million. Racine area share among the municipalities, $895,000. Kenosha's at $735,000. City of Burlington getting nearly $147,000 in general transportation aid. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, go to our webpage, find the local news section, listen at your convenience. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.